Welcome back to Nobody Cares About This Podcast. I'm Alden.
And I'm Eric. And today we will be talking about
four topics we came up with. Well,
three,
but I came up with a fourth one real quick that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wanted to...
First one. The creepy animals at the dentist's office that have teeth.
Yeah.
Stuffed animals.
I understand that you're doing this to show, like, little kids how to brush their teeth, but... These weird plastic denture things that you put in the dinosaur is fucking terrifying.
Indeed.
I really thought I'd have more to go with on this, but I don't really. I just don't understand who thought it was a good idea to put teeth in a stuffed animal.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what they're for, is just to show you why you should brush your teeth and all this shit, but... This is not the best topic in the world.
No. This was a shitty topic. This is going to just turn into shooting from the fucking hip like the other two.
Well, the other two we have a lot more opinions on. This one just... I figured it would only last about 2 or 3 minutes anyways.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I put the fourth one in.
Mm.
What's up, Flo? Hi.
Okay.
My mother's dogs are here with us. Our dog. One of them.
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah, she likes to go under legs. Flo, get over here. Come here. Flo.
Pick a spot!
Hey, sit. Flo, sit. Sit.
You good?
You're whacking me in the balls with your tail.
Yeah.
Sit. Good. Thank you.
Flo is just being a little bit of an attention whore right now, so.
Well, she is an attention whore. And now she's calm as fuck.
Okay. Flo just needed pets.
Okay, stop licking.
Alright, so.
Okay.
What, topic number two is gonna be, what, Star Wars?
Yeah. Which, I'd say we should do 5 to 10 minutes on that, even though we could probably go for an hour, easy.
Well, you want to talk specifically Bad Batch, or do you want to talk Star Wars as a whole?
Well, I think we should start with Bad Batch, because that's what we're currently watching.
How are we going to do this without spoiling anything?
Well, considering the fact that no one's listening to this, we're not spoiling much.
I guess you're right.
What, Flo? Stop. Cool me down.
Yeah, I don't think... there might be like one or two people listening to this that actually watch Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Rewatching the most recent episode was definitely needed because...
You and I were both too drunk the first time we watched them anyways.
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember watching it at
all. I remember Cad Bane and Fennec fighting, and other than that, I don't remember shit because I was pretty much asleep for the entire episode. And I was watching it with your brother. I wasn't watching it with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I left your house at like 1 or 2 in the morning that night.
Alright.
Stop licking.
Fuck, I can't even bring that up, because that just provides a giant major spoiler.
What? Omega?
Yeah.
And the Kaminoans? Although this last episode really didn't have much to do with Bad Batch, it mainly was just about Omega and... her dealing with Cad Bane and Fennec and that little robot douchebag played by Seth Green.
Yeah. What was...
What?
Did,
What? Get to the point!
So, yeah, it's disclosed that Omega and Boba Fett are the only...
Two originals.
Two. Yeah, they didn't have any of the extra...
DNA floating around.
Yeah, they didn't have all those, like, extra stuff done to them. They age at a normal rate. They weren't, like, manufactured like the rest of them to just be soldiers.
I get on my balls. Sorry.
And Flo.
Flo, what are you...
We might need a do-over for this one.
No, we're leaving it in. That sounds wrong.
Flo, you're being ridiculous over here.
Oh. Spank me. All right, now you lay down. Good. Good girl. Just stay there. Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
You goofy. Pop up. Anyway.
Yeah. Can you stop licking me?
This entire episode is just going to be me laughing that Flo won't stop licking you.
Yeah, pretty much. It's better than her licking you.
Whatever.
I don't know. Do you want licks? Flo, go get them.
No. No.
If anyone's wondering, it was not a bubbler. We drank during our episodes, so.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a decent editing because there's a lot of dead noise going on.
Fuck it. Let everyone hear it. Because, do you want to continue with Star Wars or you want to another topic?
No, we wanted to do a podcast today, but I can't fucking focus for the shit.
Alright, well, let's make it short because it only has to be 8 minutes. Do you want to go on to the third topic, or?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, before we go on to the third topic, go watch Bad Batch. It's a good show. And the only spoiler that we're giving away right now is Omega and Boba Fett are siblings. Technically.
The only thing that's interesting about that is, like, all of the clones were all dudes. Except for Omega.
Yep. Omega's a chick. Whereas everyone else is a dude. Aren't they all based off Jango Fett?
Yeah, they're all based off Jango.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if, like, Omega was kept a secret for a really long time, or why she was never brought up until, like...
Now?
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they built... When they were on Kamino and Jango did the thing, they let him take Boba.
Yeah.
And then when Jango dies in Clone Wars, Boba just kind of runs away and does his own thing and becomes, like, a vagrant bounty hunter.
Yes.
So, that's interesting in and of itself.
Yes. If anyone hasn't gotten it yet, Omega is with the Bad Batch. It's the only member they're missing is Crosshair because he didn't get his chip removed.
Yeah. And then... I think 7 more episodes.
There are?
I could be wrong. For some reason, I thought there was going to be 16 episodes, but I could be completely batshit wrong, and there could only be one left, because the one we just watched was 9.
Yeah, well, we'll find out soon enough.
There is plenty of other good stuff to watch on Disney Plus if you have it, though. Go watch all the fucking Marvel TV shows. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Loki's great right now.
Loki's good. Falcon and Winter Soldier was good. WandaVision was good. But they're all different, like, genre types.
Yeah, I have to say that with WandaVision, they could have gotten rid of a couple episodes, because there were episodes where I'm going like, I didn't really need to know this. But with Captain America Winter Soldier, they definitely could have added one or two episodes, because that would have been a great show if it was longer. It was just a, I accept this kind of show.
Yeah.
In my opinion. It still was great, but, like, could have been better. That's what I mean.
And then Loki, there's a lot of questions that are being brought up now with Spike. Curious to see how that turns up and how many people from Asgard are going to just mysteriously appear. Because I'm wondering if Thor is going to show up in Loki at some point, because he hasn't yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, now, with everything that happened, I could see that happening, but I don't know for sure. Stop moving and just pick one position, Fluff.
She's a dog.
I know.
She's gonna just do whatever she wants. As soon as you move, she would probably, like, get up and bonk her head on the chair, and then we'll both laugh about it.
Probably.
There are actually, I find it annoying that there's a lot of, like, movies and TV shows and games I want to play. I just don't have the time for it anymore.
Yeah. I also bought a whole fucking, like, workout outfit, and ever since I bought it, I kind of stopped working out. I think I did it once since Friday.
Or my other favorite annoyance. You misplace something, so you go buy another one, and then as soon as you go to use it, you find the other one. I'm like, well, I guess I have two now, because I'm not bringing it back.
Fuck it. Let's go on to the third topic. Gender.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I just want to say this, starting. You can claim whatever sexuality you want, in my opinion. I don't care. But in my head, there's really only two genders, which is male and female, and that's my own personal views. But sexually, you can be whatever you want.
My view on this is you can be whatever it is you want to be, but if you are in a relationship where you would like to have kids, don't push your agenda on them. Let them figure it out themselves. It's like, okay, you're, for instance, I'm just going to make some crap up. It's like there's this same sex couple that wants to adopt a kid. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. But don't adopt someone and then try to sculpt them into something.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of, like, tabloid stories. It's like, gay couple adopts boy and is trying to force him into a sex change. Did he want that, or are you pushing that on him?
Yeah.
And I think I don't know where the article is, so I can't exactly reference back to it, but I think what had happened was they took the kid away because they didn't, he or she didn't want to have the sex change.
Yeah.
So, there needs to be some more, like, I think this is just, isn't really about gender anymore. I feel like it doesn't matter who.
This is more about parenting and this, like, pushing an agenda.
This is more about parenting. Like, I don't care what you want to do within your own personal life, but don't force the kids into something they don't want.
There's one thing I do want to say to this, though, and I heard a comedian talk about this, which, by the way, if you're going to listen to anyone, listen to comedians. When you hear a politician talk, laugh at them. I learned that one a long time ago, but that's my stupid joke of the day. A comedian said, what was it? Oh, yeah. You should have to get a license to have kids. Because you have to have a license to drive a car. You have to have a license to go fishing. You have to have a license to go shooting. You have to go jump through hoops to get a fucking house or anything like that. But, like, well, yeah, you don't need a license to have a house. But, like, they should, you know, make it very difficult for you to have a kid. Not, oops, I didn't pull out. I guess we're having a kid. No. No, no, no. You should have your tubes tied, no matter what gender you are. And you can't have kids until you go to a place and get licensing for it. Or you're approved for it.
Well, actually, my opinion on that is, if you want to have kids, go for it. But you should have to take a mental evaluation to prove you're smart enough to take care of them.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Like, if you can't mentally or financially take care of a kid, you shouldn't be allowed to have one.
Yes. You should also go under, like, testing to see if you're a drug addict, because you could 1 minute look fine and then, and, like, have been in rehab and everything, and, like, oh, okay, I've been sober for 7 years. Get a kid, get too stressed, go do drugs, and you're an addict again, and you can't take care of your kid. Like, because kids are really fucking stressful. I don't want a kid. Not only that, I'm glad I can't have them on some level. I still want kids, though.
Yeah, I started pondering the idea of having them. It's like, yeah, I would eventually want one, but first there's the whole process of finding someone that actually wants to, like,
put up with you?
Put up with me first.
Yes. Okay, so our gender topic went on to parenting. Fair enough.
Yeah, well, I already said this is turned into, like, a harebrained shit show because I can't really focus on anything.
Yes. Let's go on to the fourth and final topic, and I can't imagine this lasting more than another minute or two. Or maybe longer, depending. Old SNL skits. It's all because I heard my sister and her friends talking about. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Yes.
Pete sweaty. Oh, Pete, your balls are so firm. I love that.
I miss the old skits where it was basically every time Justin Timberlake would show up, him and Andy Samberg would do some ridiculous song.
Yeah, that was great. My dick in a box.
My dick in a box. It's not gay if it's in a three-way.
Yep.
Mother lovers.
Yep. Yeah, there were some good ones. Those are the only three I can really think of, though.
Well, those were the three of those that I think those were. No, and then there was just Lonely Island stuff.
Yeah.
Lonely Island stuff was good for a while.
But it was. Which was what? Jizz in my pants and I'm on a boat for the most part?
Throw it on the ground.
Oh, yeah, throw it on the ground. There you go. do it on the ground. I don't take no handouts.
She hands me the phone, says it's my dad. This isn't my dad. This is a cell phone.
I threw it on the ground. Oh, the other one was, I just had sex, and it felt so good. I can't believe she let me put my penis inside of her. Or something like that. Like, I love that one so much.
Had a bag on my head. Doesn't matter. Had sex.
I did play that song for, like, after I had sex with someone. And they were like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know the lyrics. And they're like, okay. Like, they're like, fuck you. Like, we can do it again. I can play the song again. Like, no. All right.
Would you ruin all my fun? Like.
No, but the reason I was also bringing up old SNL skits is because I got into SNL probably the same time everyone else did. But the whole thing is like, even though I grew up in the 90s and that's what I would watch, the ones that I loved were the old, like, 70s SNL skits because of my father.
Mm.
Like the Cheeburger, Cheeburger, Cheeburger skit with Bill Murray.
Mm.
The only 90s bits I liked were Chris Farley. I know there was a few, but, like, I didn't really like Adam Sandler, but I just loved Chris Farley.
I remember years ago watching a special about, like, the dark history of SNL, where it's, like, there was, I think it, Tom Arnold got murdered by his, like, girlfriend or wife, who also happens to be in the opening screen credits, but they never showed her face.
Wow. Didn't know that. Okay.
And I remember that one of the last things he did was he did a voiceover for a PlayStation 1 game called Blasto, I believe.
Hmm. This doesn't have to do with him, but I was also remembering the Eddie Murphy skits, where he used to play, like, was it Gumby? I can't remember.
Oh, wait, no. I remember reading about that recently. He had to
kill the character off
the character because people wouldn't leave him the fuck alone about it.
Yep. I think that's how he would continue his contract, because he said, he's like, I don't want to fucking be on SNL unless we kill off this character. Because so many people wouldn't leave him alone about it, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Because this was the 80s.
Yeah.
When you were still able to get away with having blatantly racist songs on the TV.
Yep.
Before everyone turned into a goddamn fucking snowflake.
Yep.
And this is also why I love watching old stuff from the 70s, 80s, and even the early 90s, because you could still get away with all of this. But it's like, if someone from today's generation went back and watched that, they would
freak out.
They'd lose it. But it's like, you guys need to realize, back then, people didn't give a fuck. We said what we wanted to say.
I still have that mentality, which is why I say fucked up things to people, and they're like, how can you say that? And I go, I don't know, because I still have the mentality that it's the fucking 70s and the 80s? Fuck off! Shut up! Stop! This world would be so much better if we still had that mentality.
Oh my god. Like, I watched a bunch of the old Eddie Murphy comedy specials.
Oh yeah, I love those.
They're so, like, I'm surprised that No, it's one of those things where, since it's on a streaming service, nobody can get mad about it, but they could have no way to fucking hell air that on regular TV.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember certain things. So I'm writing them down real quick. Like, I totally spelled this wrong. But, yeah, shit you couldn't get away with now. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. If you listen to that song, it's on my playlist because I like it. But the lead singer even says in one of the tracks that Faggot has his own jet airplane.
Hmm.
So he blatantly just calls another artist a faggot because at that point, no one fucking cared. And you understood what that meant. Like, oh, that gay dude has an airplane. But you could get away with that shit back then.
Yeah.
And, like, I played that recently, or last year, for my friend Mark. Fucko. Yeah. And he went, whoa, faggot! And I went, this came out in, like, 79. Calm down. Like, it's not the 2000s, dude. Calm the fuck down. But he was actually, like, offended. I was like, I've never seen you offended. Well, I have twice, actually, in the past, like, year. And I'm like, you're a snowflake now.
Well, even like, the band 303.
Yeah.
That the songs they came out with, it's like, that was pretty much, like, the end of an era. Because they were still talking about stuff and making fun of it. And then it's like, if they tried to come out with that now, they would have gotten canceled. But when they did it, it was still okay.
Shush, girl. Shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
You see, this is one of those songs that I could never do karaoke. Because it's like,
someone's going to get mad at the bar and throw something at you.
Exactly. It's like, even though I would love to do it for comedy reasons,
I wouldn't do it because I'd get my ass kicked.
Exactly. Although, it is funny because, they're apparently still around making music, but
they just released something, actually. I saw it on my Spotify. I didn't listen to it.
But it's like, I don't think they've had, like, a widely popular album other than, like, their first one.
Yeah. But still, out to this day, every time I talk to anyone about Kesha, they're like, why don't you go to a Kesha concert? And I'm like, I don't know, I don't like her music. They're like, yeah, but I bet you anything and she'll pick you from the crowd because you have a beard and she'll fuck you. And I go, yeah, I don't want to fuck Kesha.
It's funny.
Like, in high school, yeah. Now, no.
What's funny that you bring her up, of all things, it's like, I was pondering the idea of going to her concert just because there's one coming up soon that's literally at the Oakdale.
Let's go. Fuck it. Like, I'll go just to see her. Why not?
The thing is...
Well, not to see her, just...
Like, I saw her in concert when she first, like, was getting big,
mm-hmm.
at, like, Six Flags, and that was actually a really good show, because I liked her mindset. She literally came out on stage, and it's like, the Six Flags people told me not to swear, but fuck that, I'm doing this my way.
But fuck you, I'm doing it anyway. She was probably drunk.
I don't know.
It's, well, that's like, let's say if this podcast got big and we went somewhere, they're like, oh yeah, don't swear. You know us. We go out on stage. Fuck that. We're swearing anyway. There are children here. Who gives a shit? They're going to hear it someday. They're Christians. They're still going to hear it.
Yeah, when you go home and get drunk and beat your wife, they're going to hear the swear words anyway. So let them hear it now.
Yeah. And I ain't going to hit their fucking mother. I might with my dick later, but no.
Oh, gosh. You went there. No, but the whole thing was, is like, I liked all of her, like, poppy bullshit.
Mm.
And I haven't really cared for her modern stuff because it's, I don't know, the style's changed.
Mm. I think Timber was the last song she ever made that I listened to.
That wasn't even her song. That was Pitbull's.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, that was the last thing I've ever heard by her. Or him, her, you know what I mean. With her in it.
I think the newest song she has that I actually liked wasn't her song either. It was... She did the vocal for the song True Colors by Zedd.
I don't know that, so...
It's a good song.
Okay.
But that was after her whole court case and she was finally able to start making music again.
See, I didn't even know she had a court case.
No, the whole reason she had, like, a 4-5 year hiatus was she was trying to get out of her Sony contract because the producer was a scumbag and, like, apparently the case was big enough that it's, like, he fucked with her, Kelly Clarkson, a bunch of other female performers, and this guy is, like, a producer, but he's a known fucking scumbag.
Oh. Okay. I don't pay attention to stuff, and plus I don't, like, watch news or, like, read up on shit that most people do.
Well, this is all, like, outdated information, because I basically stopped watching TV the minute I signed up for Netflix. It's like, I purposely don't watch TV, right? I went and tried to watch TV for the first time in, like, maybe 8 months the other day. I'm like, how the fuck have I not watched TV for almost a year, and the one time I turn it on, it's a rerun from 4 years ago I've already seen?
Yeah, never mind, I'm good. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just found it annoying that it's like, there's no point in having cable anymore, because every single thing they put on the cable channel is just old as hell repeats because they want you to buy their fucking app.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I have, like, YouTube, and that's about it. I use YouTube and the internet, and I can watch anything.
I mean, I go on YouTube, I use Netflix, Disney Plus, and, Tubi.
Oh, yeah, I also have Tubi. I forget that one. But I don't watch it regularly. I'm like, oh, there's a movie on there I want to watch, and I'll watch it, and then I'll forget about it for 3 to 6 months.
Well, the main reason I like Tubi is because it has a lot of, like, obscure old anime and,
yeah,
like, shit I watched as a kid that I haven't been able to find anywhere else.
Mm.
I mean, some of it might be on, like, anime streaming sites, but not all of it. And then I don't know.
All right.
I think we're done, because I don't really
need... Yeah. All I wanted to say is, to be or not to be? To be. All right. Well,
yeah.
That's the shitty ending to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Please follow, like, share, and hopefully we'll have social media up within the next couple episodes.
Yeah.
So you guys can ask us questions. If you even want to!
Yeah, that'd be good. Having some input. And. Sassafras.
Don't quibble with Ishkabibble yet again. Alright, whatever. Ham wallet, that's it. We're done.
Well, no, it was sausage wallet.
Yeah, ham wallet works too. My parking garage. For my semi and a half.